Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. It's Dr. John talking to you live from Pearl River, Louisiana. And I'd like to talk to you about 2 Timothy chapter 1 this morning. And we want to begin with the verse 1. So let's get started. I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers, night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. You know, here's Paul the Apostle telling Timothy that he's praying for him. And he's praying for him with tears, sincere prayers. Now, there's nothing wrong with telling somebody that you're praying for them, and you're praying for them sincerely, because they need your prayers. We need each other's prayers. We definitely do. And to say that I'm praying for you is not being arrogant or condescending. It's showing your concern for them. Let them know it. Verse 4. Greatly desire to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother, Lois, and thy mother, Eunice, and I am persuaded that is in thee also. So we see here that it does make a difference how you're raised in a family, that it just don't plop in there your faith. No, you learned faith. You learned how to serve God, how to love God, how to worship God. And we can see the fruit of sincere faith, excuse me, generations and generations. And I hope you're doing that also, that you're the fruit of sincere faith, and that you're sharing that with your family and friends and acquaintances. Verse 6, wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And we have to be reminded now and then again about, hey, you know, you're not crazy. No, you're not. Might not see God's work, but don't be afraid of what you do see. God's power is not in the power of physical strength, or of governments, or of diseases, or whatever. God's got it under control. He's got it all under control. And we do have a sound mind. Remember that. We do have a sound mind. No matter what they try and convince you and con you and manipulate especially with the media, manipulate the truth. Verse 8, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God. And this is, you know, it's nice to have a friend that's well-liked and he's prosperous and he's well, you know, well-appreciated and he's popular. But here's Paul's a prisoner. And what's he saying about being a prisoner here? He says, don't be ashamed of me, you know. You know, it's just like that saying, when a friend in need is a friend indeed, right? It says, be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel. It's not all cakewalk. Being a Christian, sometimes you're going to be a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel. No parent could love a child better than Paul loved Timothy, and behold, He who could wish him nothing but what was great, honorable, and good, wishes him to be a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel. The royal way to the crown of glory is by the cross of Christ. Don't forget that. The royal way to the crown of glory is by the cross of Christ. So you might think you're doing great things for the Lord and you're praying and you're spot on and everything else. Hey, some people might not appreciate. You might be messing with their little life and their way of thinking and everything. So just remember, it's not always appreciated what you're doing. Verse 10, verse 9, I'm sorry. Who hath saved us and called us, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Let me say that again. His own purpose, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. See, that's why I believe in predestination. That's why I believe I'm a Calvinist, is because it says right here, as Calvin taught, that we were ordained, we were elected before the world was created, Ephesians chapter 1. And so we see here again, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, we were selected to in our gifts and our will and our life, and our calling was done in Christ Jesus before the world began. You were born again before the world began. You were predestinated to have your gifts and callings before the world began. Verse 10, but it is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. That's a powerful. Let me tell you something. When you talk to somebody about Jesus, that's what you bring into the table right there. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. That's what you're bringing. That's what you're showing, immortality. You're bringing the light. You're bringing the abolishment of death and immortality when you talk to somebody about Jesus. Don't bite your tongue about it. Don't make it a second conversation. Verse 11, whereunto I am appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Are you persuaded? Are you persuaded? Are you not ashamed? Well, if you're persuaded, you're not going to be ashamed. Simple as that. Verse 13, hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and in love which is in Christ Jesus. That good things which was committed unto thee keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. How are you going to keep that by the Holy Ghost? By having fellowship with the Holy Ghost, by being close to him, by intimate, personal, continuous contact with him. That's how these things are going to be kept. And you're going to be aware of them and always, use them, but I guess I will say that. Verse 15, this thou knowest that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom is Phygellus and Hermogenes. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. A friend in need is a friend indeed. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, and in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. How would you like to be have that written down and then read over and over again for over 2,000, so far over 2,000 years, and will be in eternity about your helping out a brother in the Lord that was in prison? That's quite quite a compliment. And so there's no labor that there's profit in all labor, as it says in Proverbs. So you might not be punching a clock for it. Your boss might not know it. It might not be to earn money, but it might take you a lot of effort and labor to do it. And God will remember it. And as Paul says here, the Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day. We're all going to need mercy in that day. I know I am. And I thank God for it. Thank God he saved me by his grace. And I have lived in his mercy ever since, to an amount and depth that I cannot fathom. So, be not ashamed, because like it says in verse 12, for the which cause also I suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Are you persuaded? If you're not, get on your knees, read the scriptures, let the Holy Spirit persuade you. Get convinced. Get filled with the Spirit. Get stirred up, as he told Timothy, to stir up himself, to keep himself stirred up and going and ministering. The more you minister, the more you'll be stirred up. Let's see. For God, verse 7, I'm going to close with this. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Memorize that one. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, nothing to be afraid of, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. Remember, that's what you have. You have nothing to be afraid of. You have God's love. You have his power, and you've got a sound mind. You got the Holy Spirit in there thinking with you. If I can help you, wsm217@gmail.com. Hope you have a wonderful Sunday.